don't worry. 74 people were picked before me in the NFL draft.
To fight childhood obesity, United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Okay, time for the team obstacle course. Yay!
What this place needs is more healthy kids. To get involved or donate, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Welcome back to Mass Radio, sports talk presented by 3.5 Athletes here on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to call into the show, folks, please do it. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. Starting at forward, number 44, we have Lacey Nicholson in the house here, folks. Starting at point forward, number 32, Drew Artisoni. And coming off the bench and staying on the bench is our half athlete, Christian Bond, producer, moderator, the glue to this team. Oh, and we have myself, number 7, football wide receiver, Kellen Westring, who is on the field.
Oh, that was awesome.
That made my day.
That was awesome.
All Christian, right. You are fired from introductions. It is now Kellen's job.
That's fine by me. All right, the Seahawks have the Falcons on the schedule this weekend. And it really has the potential to be the best football game in the NFL this weekend. These teams match up well. Let's talk about it. The Falcons are 4-1 this season. Why are the Falcons being successful so early?
Well, I got to point out their quarterback, Matt Ryan, has been outstanding in nearly every category. He leads the league in yards at 1,740. Yards per attempt is a little over 10, and he's second in touchdowns with 12 and only thrown a pair of interceptions all season long. And in my opinion, he's been the best quarterback in the league so far.
That's totally fair from those numbers. I mean, that's 1,700 yards in 5 games.
And let's say we're playing a game where you don't say a person's name, you're closing your eyes, you're hearing those stats. I'm saying Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Tony Romo. That's who those stats are. Mm-hmm. That's Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That's Matt Ryan, Boston College, Drew. Are you kidding me?
I mean, what's causing the Falcons' early success? To be quite honest, I've watched 3 of their games this year, and I have no idea how they're winning. I have no idea. I wish I could say, you know, I'm usually Mr. Football Analytical guy. I want to point something out. I have no idea how they've beat the Panthers, the Raiders, and the Broncos. I have no idea. Those are, I don't know, 2 of the 5 best defenses in the league. I'm so confused right now. It's unbelievable. Matt Ryan looks like a Hall of Fame quarterback, and I have no idea how. How does one wide receiver have 300 yards receiving in a game? I have no idea.
Interesting kind of side note here for the Atlanta Falcons. They played in Denver last weekend. Okay, so rather than flying back to Atlanta, the Falcons flew into our area up here in the Northwest, and they rented the University of Washington's practice facilities. I think the reports are for about $41,000 this week, so they had a couple practices over at UW. What are your thoughts on that? Should there be loyalty between the Huskies and the Seahawks? Like, oh, we're going to help you out. We're not going to let the Falcons practice here. Like, what do you guys think? What does everybody think?
Money makes the world go round, Christian. $41,000. Hey, you know, if you want to come practice at our facilities for a week, I love it. I think that's great. Also, I think it's a great move by the Atlanta staff. You turned a 4.5-hour plane flight and 2-hour time difference into a 2-hour plane flight and 1-hour time difference. And they get to stay in a hotel, one less travel day. I think it's the most brilliant move of the football season so far. I think it's the smartest thing the Falcons have ever done, ever, in the history of Falcons football. And I think that wanting some loyalty between the Huskies and the Seahawks is like asking for some loyalty between us and Seattle U. And it just doesn't work like that.
Okay. Lacey, what do you think about it?
I couldn't agree more. I think it's actually pretty cool that they're able to do that. And smart move by the Falcons to be able to kind of rest and not have to worry about travel.
So smart.
And yeah, money. I mean, shoot, if someone came to PLU and offered us $41,000, I'd take it in a heartbeat, no matter the relationship between Seahawks, UW, PLU, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd take that in a second.
That's totally fair. Kellen, what do you think about it?
So the head football coach for the Atlanta Falcons, his name is Dan Quinn.
Oh, that sounds
now, he
that
played,
sounds familiar.
Didn't play, my fault. He coached in Seattle.
There it is.
So he knows the area. He knows. He's probably has some connections. And I think it's a great move by Dan. I think what Dan is thinking is, hey, let's get our team out in the weather. Let's get them accustomed to probably what they're going to see on Sunday. I think it's a great move. And I'm kind of upset that Dan Quinn didn't call President Christ and practice on our turf. We could use 41 grand.
Yeah,
we really
that'd be
could.
Awesome.
So no one has a problem. No one's going to play the role of reactionary fan and go, oh, Huskies should help the Seahawks. What are they doing?
I mean, I don't even look at it that way. I just think from a standpoint of a football player, I think it's a great move by Dan Quinn. I don't think of, oh, as a Seahawks fan, oh, you should say no, UW. Come on, let's go.
How many UW players are really going to end up playing for the Seahawks, though? Think about it.
Not very many, but
so who cares?
Maybe some will play for the Falcons now. Maybe they get to meet some of those players.
Yeah, that part is out of their control. I'm just trying to see if I could push a button here that makes everyone go, no way.
You're not pressing it.
I just hope that our boy Jake Browning doesn't have any conversation with Matt Ryan and lets his subpar quarterback play rub off on him.
Oh, actually, no, I hope he does. Matt Ryan should rub off on Jake even more.
No, Matt Ryan is a B-minus quarterback. Stop.
He's playing like an A-plus
right
now.
No, he's a B-minus. Go away, Kellen. No one cares.
He's in calm law.
He's a B-minus quarterback.
All right,
no one cares.
Let's send it over. Let's make our predictions for the weekend. What's the thoughts? What will happen on Sunday when the Seahawks play the Falcons?
Oh, guys.
Do it!
On paper, if you look at the team stats and compare the two, the Seahawks should lose. The Falcons are averaging 35 points per game, 457 total yards per game, and the Hawks are only averaging 19 points per game, 100 less total yards at 357 yards per game. So, I don't know, guys. The Falcons are incredible right now. They're rolling. And although it's a home game, it pains me to say this. Oh. I think the Seahawks are going to lose.
Oh, man.
Because something has changed my mind. Well, actually, I was having a conversation with Christian last night because I was like, no, the Seahawks have the best defense in the league, overall defense. The Falcons, though, have the best offense, overall offense in the league. But I was like, no, defense is going to win games every time. But Christian pointed something out to me. Who have the Seahawks played so far? Not teams really worthy of saying, oh, we're the best defense in the league.
They played those 49ers who have this really potent offense. No, I'm completely kidding. Continue.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a tough game. And I'd like to be optimistic and say the Seahawks are going to win, but ultimately, in my heart, I think they're going to lose.
Oh, man.
That's really hard for me to say.
Looks like you have some commitment issues to the Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
Looks like you have some commitment issues to this show.
Hold on. Okay. All right. Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's
Jerry.
Relax.
Jerry.
Kill it.
Let's relax.
How about you, buddy?
This kills me to say because right now Lacey and I are fighting, but I got to agree with Lacey. The Seahawks will lose. Now, this is bold for a couple of reasons. Number one, Seattle is considered a Super Bowl contender. They have been basically the last 4 to 5 years. Secondly, as you know, I love when teams are at home. The Seahawks are playing at home. They're playing at CenturyLink. Those, in my opinion, are the only reasons that need to be pointed out because they hold some serious weight. Now, in my opinion, if a team can knock off Denver at Denver, which is what Atlanta did, then in my opinion, they're capable of beating any NFL team on the road. Yes, the Broncos in Seattle in the back-to-back road games, that's brutal. That's hard to do. But in my opinion, the Falcons, they seem to be like the real deal. It seems like Matt Ryan is starting to kind of come into his own, which is interesting because he's been in the league for, what, 6 to 8 years, Drew, I think is what it is.
Long time.
Mm-hmm. So not only do they have momentum as a result of knocking off, you know, the defending champs, but right now, the Falcons are running a four-game winning streak, which is pretty impressive. Third, Seattle's coming off a bye week and should be well-rested as a result. But I think the popular pick right now would be the Seahawks. But that's what's funny sometimes is when you think a team's going to win, normally they don't. So it might not be a blowout fashion, but I truly believe that the Falcons are going to find a way. I think the Falcons are going to win. I think it's going to be a rainy game, kind of like our game on Saturday. So it's not going to be very, very high scoring. I'm going to say Falcons 21, Seahawks 17.
Mm. Wow. Okay, Drew, what do you think?
So y'all are crazy. The Seahawks will win.
The Falcons will suffer from the dreaded big win hangover. Pete has had plenty of time to get the Hawks prepped after the bye, and Russell Wilson is always best off a bye week. He's very big about preparation, and he's been back doing things that he's supposed to do this week, like prepping and visiting children's hospitals, if you follow him on Facebook, instead of going out with Ciara. As beautiful as she is, I like my quarterbacks doing other sorts of things than going out with their supermodel and huge, personality girlfriends. Matt Ryan. Wife, whatever. Matt Ryan is still a B-minus QB at best. At best. I don't care what the stats say. He's a B-minus QB. I'm sorry. Julio Jones won't have 300 receiving yards every week. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. The Falcons' D is soft. It's soft. Yes, they won game, but they've won games because they've scored a lot of points, not because they've stopped teams from scoring a lot of points. And Falcons are a passing offense, and the Hawks are a secondary defensive stopper. That's the bread and butter. The bread and butter is in their back four. Their two corners and their two safeties. Throw the ball. I dare you. Matt Ryan throws 3-plus picks this weekend. Seahawks win in commanding fashion.
Whoa, he's thrown 2 all season. Now he's going to throw 3 against the Seahawks?
Yes.
Wow.
So I hope you're right.
I'm not a big drinker. I don't have a lot of hangovers. And so when you say the term hangover, Drew, hey, stay with me here, folks. When you say that they're going to suffer from a big win hangover, mm-hmm. I think if you have a hangover, you don't fly to Seattle and prep on turf that's basically a stone throw away from the stadium. So I don't think they have a hangover whatsoever. I'm sorry, Drew, love you, but I got to disagree with you there. I think they're ready to go. I think Dan Quinn knows what it takes to beat Seattle. That's why he's in the city. That's why he's there. And so I think they are hungry. Again, yes, they're riding off a huge win over Denver, but I think that they're hungry. They want more. What are the Falcons? They really haven't done much lately. So I think they do not have a hangover. But again, like you said, Matt Ryan has shown to not be the best quarterback at times. But I think
he's had one great stretch of games, and now he's Peyton Manning?
No, he had a great rookie season as well. His first couple years were solid. Then he's kind of turned into Ryan Tannehill. But cool. I think right now he's doing unbelievable, and I think he's going to continue that. No question. Is Julio Jones going to have 300 yards? Not in your life. Not in your life. But I think he's going to have a great game.
I think we should let Christian give his opinion. What do you think, Christian?
I think that people should call in at 253-535-7332 to help me make my decision, because I am incredibly torn right now.
Christian's a Dolphins fan. He doesn't get an opinion.
Speaking of the Dolphins, that's who the Seahawks have played. They played the Dolphins, the Rams, the 49ers, and the Jets.
So let me talk about
how good their offenses are.
Can I read you the quarterbacks for those teams right now?
I don't want to talk about the quarterbacks, because an offense has more than just a quarterback. It has a running back as well. It has an offensive line. There are more parts than just the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but the quarterback's the most important part. The quarterback is
as a whole.
The quarterback is the only position in Vegas that is worth more than a point.
As a whole, the Rams are the worst offensive team in the league. The 49ers are the second worst offensive team in the league. The Miami Dolphins are the fourth worst offensive team in the league. The best offense they have played has been the New York Jets, who are ranked 17th in yards per game. Has the Seahawk defense got a true test? Now, the Seahawk defense could lead the league in all of those categories. They can have the best stats, they can keep the teams to the fewest yards, but they've played really poor teams. Mm-hmm. Right.
The best team they play was probably their own offense during the bye week.
Right. That was probably exactly. But the Falcons are a dome football team. They will come to Seattle and play in what is supposed to be poor weather. They are throwing the football all over the yard, but much like Whitworth, can they do it in the rain and the wind and all of that stuff? Like I said earlier, this could be the best football game in the NFL. This could be the best football game anywhere, period, this weekend.
So
what's it going to be? Seahawks will what, Christian?
They're in Washington right now preparing for the rain. You know what to say. It starts with an A.
Christian, are you really going to put all your eggs in Matt Ryan being a good cold weather thrower? Let me repeat that. Matt Ryan.
I think you're getting him confused with Matt Barkley. Matt Ryan's different.
No, Matt Ryan's just as bad.
Oh, man. All right, I'll go with it. On Sunday, the Seahawks will lose to the Atlanta Falcons.
3-1?
So
let's see. Let's.
As typical in this room, no one agrees with me. Very typical.
I wanted to very bad, but I think the evidence is there. The Seahawks defense hasn't got a true test yet, mm-hmm. and if they walk away still being the best defense in the league after Sunday, then we could stop talking week by week and we could plan for a Super Bowl.
Heck yeah, I like that.
I think that that's fair. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to jump over to the University of Washington Huskies. They're on a bye week this week, but we might talk a little bit about our friends from the East Side and see what they're up to as well. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
My hockey career began like many players, on frozen ponds. That's why the groundbreaking partnership between the NHL and Constellation is so beneficial for the communities we play in and fans like you. Constellation and the NHL have a commitment to a clean energy future. So we join forces to offset the league's entire carbon footprint this season and work with NHL clubs to help reach their energy efficiency goals. I'm proud to be part of a league that's taking action to preserve the environment. Constellation, the NHL's preferred energy choice.
Welcome back to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. Folks, if you want to call on the show, if you're holding your phone and you're just not quite sure if you want to press the button, please hit send. The number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, that is 253-535-7332. Want to put a face to a name? Let's do it. Lacey Nicholson in studio, number 44, favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. Lion King.
Lion King. We got Christian Bond, the half-athlete. Christian, your favorite movie?
Sandlot.
Really? I could have called that one. And we got Drew, Never Right, Artisoni. Drew, your favorite movie?
American Gangster.
Ooh, American Gangster. Is that rated R? I can't watch that one. I am Kellen Scott Westring, play football for the Lutes here. Wear number 7. My favorite movie, Gladiator.
There it is.
Are you not entertained?
There. Oh, I love that line.
Are you not entertained?
There it is. All right, let's move on to the University of Washington Huskies football team. They played Oregon this past weekend. Lacey, how'd that go?
Oh, my goodness. So we can just do a quick recap, because I know some of my friends who are Oregon fans are a bit sensitive to this one. just after every
just
single touchdown, it's another stab in the side or... Think of Kellen and his acupuncture, little needles just sticking in you. Like,
we'll get
oh
there.
My gosh.
We'll get there.
Yeah, can we please get there one of these days?
We'll get there. We'll talk about that soon.
Anyways, for the first time in 12 years, the Dogs annihilate the Ducks, and it feels so good. Browning was named Offensive Player of the Week on Monday after breaking a school record with 8 touchdowns in a single game. Browning ran 2 in himself and threw 6. Mm-hmm. He was 22 for 28 for 304 yards and no interceptions. Talk about an incredible stat line. Sounds like a perfect game to me. Who else stood out for the Dogs for you guys?
I would go with Miles Gaskin. Now, Miles Gaskin had over 200 yards rushing, had 202 yards overall, averaged 12.3 yards per carry.
Oh, my gosh.
12.3. This guy is running like somebody stole his wallet. It's so much fun to see. As a receiver on the receiving side of the football for the Huskies, John Ross, 9 catches, 94 yards, 3 touchdowns, a possible Heisman candidate, along with Jake Browning, which you'll get into, Drew, later on, and Dante Pettis, 8 catches for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I thought that going into this game, it was going to be a great test for the Huskies. Just came off a huge win over Stanford. We're going to play in Eugene, Oregon, who, like Lacey said, hadn't won a game in 12 years against them. Haven't played very well in Eugene, especially. For them to win a game after winning a big game, and the way they did it, what the score was. Again, I keep checking these Husky scores. I'm like, that's got to be a typo. No, this is real stuff. It's so much fun to see. These guys are on a roll. They can make it to the Final Four. I really believe that.
Jake went back to his Folsom High School days of scoring 8-plus touchdowns a game and absolutely tearing up the field. The Ducks had no answer and put this kid on Heisman watch. I thought after last week or 2 weeks ago when Christian McCaffrey had his absolute meltdown against UW, I thought that Lamar Jackson had the Heisman locked, and I thought that the West Coast would never see another Heisman again. And then Jake Browning goes for 8 touchdowns in a single game and says, hi, the Pac-12 is still relevant. I don't think Jake can win, but I think Jake can definitely attend the ceremony as one of the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
I think UW looks to be very competitive. I want to see UW in the Final Four. I want to see UW as the 4 seed. I want them to play Alabama in the first game, and I want to see West Coast shotgun football, little air raid, little under center, little bit of everything that Washington does against good old boy pro style lineup. We're bigger, stronger, faster. SEC football. And I want to see who comes out winning. I really do, because UW is dominating the Pac-12.
So let's kind of back it down a little bit. We got to get through the regular season to get to that postseason. If the Huskies are going to make it, UW has a bye this week. So let's look ahead. The only game that looks to be noteworthy before the end of the regular season is the USC game on November 12th. Everybody else on that schedule looks to be a team that the Huskies can take advantage of. Right, no, nothing really popping off the page besides USC, who were in the top 25 when the season started, and they could be that game that gets in the way of an eventual situation. We go to the east side of the state. We see that WSU's toughest opponent could be Arizona on November 5th. Arizona took the Huskies to the limit. They took them to overtime, so that could be a good test for WSU. What I'm getting at here is that both UW and WSU, the two Washington schools, could very well be undefeated heading into the Apple Cup on November 25th in Pullman. It could be for the Pac-12 North title, that Apple Cup game, which Kellen's got a big grin on his face right now because football fans in the Northwest have been begging for. What are your thoughts? How excited would you be if that were to happen? Can this happen? Is WSU going to make a mistake? Is UW going to make a mistake? Like, what do you see?
It's interesting with WSU. Like I said in our pre-show meeting, we don't know what we're going to get from WSU. We really don't know what we're going to get from WSU. But I believe if they are both undefeated on November 25th, Christian, I think it's going to be the biggest game in Washington, even past Seattle Seahawks games.
They'll get College Game Day.
No question. No question.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly can see the fact that it's at Pullman. You know how I love my home teams. I could see that being a close game, but I can see the Cougars honestly pulling it out. I think it's a mental side of the game. I think Mike Leach, I got to read his book, because that guy, I mean, his interviews are so funny, and yet he's one of the smartest football coaches around. And I truly believe that would be a game that would be worth driving to. You know, I mean, it would be, yes, you want to be in your cozy South Hall, Drew, but to be in that atmosphere, you know, with your hot chocolate, I mean, it could be a snowing, I mean, who knows what it could be with Washington weather. But it would be so much fun. Seriously, that would be that game. I can't even put it into perspective how amazing that would be. Like you said, Drew, College Game Day would be there, and I could see a big upset going on.
Yeah, I would like to think that the Dogs are going to win just because of rankings and whatnot, but I think the Apple Cup, it's like any crosstown rivalry. You never know what's going to come. I think of PLU. Christian's giving me thumbs up. I think of PLU versus UPS last year. Oh, my gosh. Women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We were the bottom of the freaking barrel. We're last in conference, and UPS is up there, second or first in conference. And we take them into overtime. Unfortunately, we
should have won.
We end up losing by whatever, 1 or 2. But it's games like that. You never know what's going to come out, regardless of rankings or statistics. It's fun to watch.
The Apple Cup could be in London for all I care, and UW still has better talent, much better coaches, and still a better, much more buttoned-up program. There's no acronym, and there's no saying, and there's nothing for the Dogs, but you can coug it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's nothing for the Dogs, but you can coug it. That's a saying that is used up in these parts. Also, the WSU coach, speaking of buttoned-up programs and put-together programs, have effectively called his team a bunch of heartless little girls and said the team had an emotional state and atmosphere as that of a JUCO women's softball team. When you say things like that and make those sort of remarks, it just kind of shows, like, just immaturity in your coaching staff, one. Mm-hmm. Two, just no loyalty. You don't have your guys' backs. And three, it just shows your program's not buttoned up.
But Sounds like the WSU Cougars football team listened because they beat Stanford by 30.
They did respond.
They did respond. So maybe it worked, but...
It's a Phil Jackson analogy, Drew. Phil Jackson will call his players out publicly, might not do it to the locker room, but he'll do it publicly. His players will hear it and say, wow, look what Coach just said. Let's go show him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a different way of motivation. It's a sight game.
I just can't believe he said that in a press conference. I just think it shows that program's not buttoned up.
Well, for us Washington football fans, us here in the Pacific Northwest, I think from here on out, we need to be cheering for both WSU and the University of Washington. So that Apple Cup, that in-state rivalry, that game that we can't predict right now because we're not sure yet, we need to be cheering for that to be for the Pac-12 North Championship because that will be extremely fun to watch.
It would be a lot like if we were undefeated in conference and we go play Linfield.
Linfield, UPL, you name it. It would be great. All right, we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, it's time for the game section of this show. We're going to play a little Name That Loot. This is Mass Radio Sports Talk presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
Hockey depends on ice, and ice depends on water. That's why the NHL is teamed with the Natural Resources Defense Council. We're conserving the water we use and helping to safeguard its future. Because Earth's most valuable resource is pure, clean water. Preferably frozen. Join the team at NHL/green and NRDC.org/sports.
Welcome back to Mass Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. If you want to call in the show, if you want to join this game called Name That Loot, the number to do so is 253-535-7332. Once again, 253-535-7332. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. Kellen Westring joins me. He is a member of the POU football team. He wears number 7. Lacey Nicholson and Drew Artisoni both play basketball at POU. Lacey wears number 44, and Drew wears number 32. So it is time for everyone's favorite game, Name That Loot. I am going to read off a stat line from this past weekend, maybe from some people's careers. People are going to then take turns giving an answer. We have all three participants, Kellen, Lacey, and Drew, standing in the corner of the studio, ready to raise their hand to give their answer first. We'll see how this goes. So let's get it started. The first stat line comes from last Saturday's football game. This person had 4 catches for 26 yards. Kellen Westring.
Ben Welch.
Absolutely correct, Ben Welch. Kellen Westring is on the board. Keep track of your own points. This person had 1 kickoff return for 20 yards. Kellen again.
Ethan McKeldry.
Incorrect. Sorry, my friend. Anyone else have a guess? No, you've already given one. You cannot try again, Kellen. Lacey, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Justin Lind.
We'll give you the sound effect anyway. Boom, there it is. Three.
Those would have been my 2 guesses.
3, 2.
I have no idea. Those would have been my 2 guesses, to be honest.
No idea is incorrect.
Can I do it just to do it?
You could do it just to do it. No points.
Cooper Murphy?
Cooper Murphy is absolutely correct. All right, so we're still... Kellen Westring still in the lead here. He's got 1 point on the board. This person had 4 solo tackles. They had 5 assisted tackles for a total of 9 tackles. Lacey.
Travis McMillian.
That is incorrect. Kellen, give it a shot.
Parker Smith.
Incorrect. Drew, what do you got?
Who is Mo Rodriguez?
Incorrect.
Shoot. Oh, who was it?
Here you go.
Tanner Perry.
Incorrect. Kellen, we got more people to go. You can't. He could be later in this list. You can't ruin. You can't ruin the surprise. The correct answer is Carson Ketter.
Oh.
Carson Ketter. Look at the frustration on everyone's face. All right.
It's great for radio.
This person had 8 solo tackles. They had 1 assist for 9 total tackles. Somebody's got to make a move. We can't just sit here. There it is, Drew Artisoni.
Who's Travis McMillan?
Incorrect. Lacey.
Tanner Perry.
Incorrect. Kellen.
Parker Smith.
Incorrect. Those are all three answers. Again, in the toilet. Nothing right for anyone today. The correct answer is Derek Chase.
Oh, Christian, you're taking a lot of pride in this, aren't you?
I am trying to make you guys be wrong as often as I can.
You made a farce out of your game last week.
Absolutely. I'm doing better this week. That's 8 solo tackles by yourself, though. That's a good football game. All right, let's keep it rolling here. This person had 2 tackles and 1 sack for a loss of 3 yards. Who were they? Kellen.
Matt Anthony.
That's incorrect.
Can you name the stats again?
There, 2 tackles, 1 sack for a loss of 3 yards. Lacey, you were there. You watched it. Drew.
Who's Darren Hardgrove?
All right, so what was wrong with that answer is that Darren Hardgrove is a running back?
No, he plays.
He goes both ways?
He plays outside linebacker. Oh, no. Don't you try.
Ooh.
I should get a point for you just being wrong.
He goes for the... I'm the moderator. I get to decide who gets points. I might give myself 3. There. All right, Lacey, who you got?
Jordan Zimmerman.
Man, nobody is correct again. The correct answer is Ryan Murdoch.
Oh.
Didn't you highlight him, Kellen?
He did earlier, yes.
See, I was at the game. Kellen was playing the game. So. Well,
Kellen was busy.
I was on the bike.
Kellen's got to stay loose. All right, let's keep it rolling. Here we go. 1 tackle, 1 sack for a loss of 6 yards. Kellen?
Matt Anthony.
Kellen Westering gets on the board. That's 2 points for Westering. He tried earlier. He really did, but... All right, there it is. That's good. That ends the football portion. So we should
good,
be on.
So Kellen's now done.
we should be on
football with Kellen only scored 2 points. We're winning.
So we should be back on an even playing field. Okay, here we go again. This person had 13 kills against Linfield. Drew raised his hand first.
Who is Chloe Epker?
That is incorrect. 13 kills against Linfield. No, you got to let others answer. Who we got?
Who is Mackenzie Harris?
Mackenzie Harris. Incorrect. Lacey, who you got? 3. 2.
Isabella. I don't know her last name.
And just like that, Lacey Nicholson is on the board. That's what I'm talking about. Little help from your teammates, but that's not against the rules as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's keep it moving. 8 kills against Linfield. Kellen raised his hand.
Chloe Epker.
Incorrect. Drew raised his hand, I believe.
Who is Gabrielle Alley?
Gabrielle Alley. Incorrect. Lacey, you got 3 seconds.
Mackenzie Harris.
Just like that, Lacey Nicholson is now tied for the lead with Kellen Westering. That away, we're getting excited in here. All right, here we go. 12 assists against Linfield. Drew.
Who is Collier? Excuse me, I apologize.
That is Maddie.
Maddie Collier.
Oh, it's getting close. That's a good answer from Drew Artisoni. Mm-hmm. Maddie Collier had the 12 assists. So we got 2 points Westering, 2 points Nicholson, 1 point Artisoni with a handful of questions left. It's getting intense in here. The heat is rising. 21 kills against Pacific. Kellen's hand went up first.
Chloe Epker.
There it is. Westering takes the lead.
Kellen should lose points for answering the same answer on every time until he gets it right.
I view that as a strategy. It is a strategy. He gets his point. 3 points Westering, 2 points Nicholson, 1 point Artisoni.
Someone needs some peanut butter and jelly.
7 kills against Pacific. Kellen.
Mackenzie Harris.
Come on.
Nope. That's not right. 7 kills against Pacific. Drew, who you got?
Who is Gabrielle Alley?
This one's a tough one. 7 kills against Pacific. Lacey.
Oh, that was wrong.
That was wrong. 3. 2. 1.
I don't know.
I don't
have a name.
I don't know is not going to work. There's the buzzer. It is. The correct answer is McKenna Ventura.
Yeah.
Didn't I say that?
No.
No, not McKenna.
Not that time.
Mackenzie Harris.
It was close. Ventura, McKenna, McKenzie, it's there.
I think you have selective hearing.
All right, let's
I mean,
go
I
next.
Might. I might. All right, let's keep it rolling. 26 assists against Pacific. Drew's hand's already in the air.
Keanu Callis.
There it is. Most valuable mom. And it is absolutely heated in here right now. Who we got? We got Westering with three. Lacey has two. And Drew, how many do you have?
Two.
Two. Here we go. So we're going to move on to career numbers.
Oh.
This is a male athlete. They have started 40 games. They have 28 goals, 15 assists for 71 points. Drew's hand was up first.
Who is Diego Aceves?
Incorrect. Kellen, your hand was up. Who you got?
Eddie Nah.
Eddie Nah. That is correct. Eddie Nah with those big numbers. Kellen grabs another point.
4-2-2.
4-2-2 is our score with three questions left. All right. So Lacey and Drew, you gotta win out.
We gotta score here
to take the win. Kellen is in the driver's seat. Here we go. Male athlete, 30 games played, 4 goals, 1 assist, 22 points. Kellen's hand was up first to ice the game.
Clint Asher.
No. And that'll do it, folks. Kellen Westry.
How do you know that?
Pulls a name from his own dome piece.
How do you know that?
To take the
win. You don't even like soccer.
I do now.
Kellen Westry.
All right. Get the other ones for fun.
Let's finish it. Female athlete, 72 games started, 8 goals, 3 assists, 19 points. This person is also 7-for-9 on penalty kicks. Drew, who you got?
Who is Kelly White?
There it is.
Dang it.
All right. And the last one. I'm going to read up on my soccer. Last one. Female athlete, 61 games played, 23 goals, 9 assists, 55 points. Drew, your hand was up.
Who is Michaela Grady?
Incorrect. Kellen, who you got? Just happened. Kellen, go for it.
I'm just going to say it. Takara Matsui.
What?
Okay, so can Kellen lose points?
I don't know.
Picking the goalkeeper?
I don't think.
Kellen lose, please?
Okay. Did we have this discussion about Darren Hargrove? I got on you guys and you guys yelled at me for him playing both ways. Maybe Takara's played both ways in her career.
No, she hasn't.
She did in high school.
Not in college.
Who knows? Who knows?
Okay, do I get a chance?
Yeah, go for it.
No.
Kaylee Rozell.
That's a very good guess, but that person is Lauren Larson.
So
that's right.
I took
that. That is right. Like
that is right. The Rocket,
Lauren the Rocket Larson. That's her.
All right.
That's her nickname.
So that's gonna end our game of Name That Luke. Kellen Westring, his first attempt in studio, and he walks away with a 5-4 to Lacey's 2.
Yep.
Not bad, Kellen.
You know, I just want to give a shout-out to my teammates. You guys played a great game, and it's something to learn from. You guys can goal set next week. Just be smart. Do your homework.
Kellen, you picked the goalkeeper to score goals in a soccer stat. You officially get no opinion anymore.
I don't think we're teammates. We're going against each other.
They're
so.
Kind of opponents in this situation.
I might be biased when it comes to the goalkeeper.
That was good stuff. All right, so we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, we'll play a little Would You Rather. We'll throw out different sports scenarios, and we'll talk about our opinions and how we feel, what our personalities are like. This is Master Radio Sports Talk, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio.
My hair is kind of different.
Not everyone likes the way I dress. And I don't look like other people.
Me neither. Everyone is different, but no one deserves to be bullied. So be kind, stay positive, and support each other.
Every single day.
Together we can change the game!
Welcome back to Mass Radio, presented by 3.5 Athletes on Loot Air Student Radio. This is Sports Talk. My name is Christian Bond. I am POU's half athlete. I don't play sports, but I cover them. I talk about them. I do everything I can with them. Kellen Westring joins me. He is a POU football player.
I like to be called champion.
Champion Westring is here with us. He wears number 7 on the football team.
I won the loot thing.
That's right.
He Disrespecting the segment by not even knowing the name.
See how
the loot thing.
Name that loot.
I won the loot.
See how quickly we forgot about your win just because it never happens often.
Oh man, the voice you heard is Drew Artisoni. He's a member of PLU's basketball team, and Lacey Nicholson joins us in studio as always. It's time for a little Would You Rather. We'll close the show out, getting to know everyone a little bit more. I'm talking to a group of senior athletes. So my question would be, would you rather have a career year, meaning your numbers in every category are the best they've ever been, and your team miss the playoffs? Or would you have your numbers dip and your team make the playoffs?
Is this even a serious question?
This is. I want to know what the mindset is. Let me know.
This is very different, Christian, because you're talking to two people who start on one side of the room and you're talking to a role player who's sitting behind you.
That is true. So would you take a little more shine on yourself and miss the playoffs, or would you continue to stay the way you are?
Continue to stay the way I am when we go to the playoffs like we did last year.
That's fair. That's fair. Kellen, how do you feel about it?
100% want my team in the playoffs because we will be able to be together longer. It's a team game. This isn't golf. This isn't tennis. It's a team game. And every day of the week and twice on Sunday, I want my team in the playoffs.
All right. Lacey, how do you feel?
I have to agree. My team in the playoffs every time.
Totally fair. Mm-hmm. Totally fair. Would you rather play for a team who is uniform in their look, meaning you all wear the same shoes, you all wear the same socks, no one gets to have any type of accessory that makes them different, that stands them out? Or would you rather have a team that allows you to wear whatever you want? Would you rather get to wear the two arm sleeves? Would you rather get to wear the funky face mask? Would you rather get to wear whatever you want? What would you rather have?
I would rather be on a team where you have the freedom, but however, within reason.
Like that's okay. That's
Coach
fair.
Coach Dickerson's rule is we can wear whatever shoes we want this year, but they have to be within a certain color scheme.
Okay,
you can't wear the baby blue shoes that Cam Schilling wore his senior year here.
I'm saying okay, so. So there's one answer. Drew wants the freedom. Drew wants to wear a shooting sleeve. Drew wants to wear this, that, and the other. Kellen, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same side as Drew. I think on the PLU football team, we have to wear white shoes, but we can wear any accessories as long as they're white or black.
Yep.
So we're not going to be Isaiah Thomas at Curtis High School wearing red shoes with a blue uniform.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think a team that can't wear anything is a little bit unrealistic, I think, when it comes to uniforms. That's just my opinion.
Okay, Lacey, what do you think?
So we are that team that cannot wear anything. We are extremely uniform.
That would be the women's basketball team here at PLU.
Thank you. Very strict in uniform, and I love it. I think it looks crisp. It looks sharp. It looks like we got our stuff together. So I would rather have a strict uniform.
Interesting.
Just quick side note. I think basketball and football is different, though, don't you think? I think in football there's more accessories that you could wear.
No. Well, there's arm sleeves. There's legs. There's
leggings,
headbands, wristbands, mouth guards, socks, shoes.
But when it comes to women's basketball compared to men's,
the men can wear the exact same thing.
I know, but I'm saying I feel like men wear a lot more wristbands than girls ever would. I just feel like that really hasn't ever been the MO for girls.
Men usually would wear more accessories than you guys, which is almost...
I'm not trying to be discriminatory. I'm just saying when it comes to women's basketball, that's rare that someone has a wrist compared to men's basketball.
A wristband? You can't even wear a wristband in a game, though. Are you talking about arm sleeves, like shooting sleeves?
Yeah, no, well, not anymore. You can't either.
I believe it was UPS who went like completely all the way with this team shoe idea. One person or maybe a couple people had to wear ankle braces. They all wore two ankle braces, which I thought was crazy. That's just something I picked up on.
For men's basketball, we all have to wear ankle braces.
We're required.
Is it a coach thing or is it a?
It's
a uniform.
It's a coach
thing.
It's a coach.
Okay, all right. Just curious about that. Would you rather attend a Seattle Storm game or a Seattle Sounders game?
Seattle Sounders game every single time. Soccer is one of the most exciting environments to ever be in, and the WNBA is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Never mind.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
Kellen,
how do you feel?
If I were to be sitting here in this chair last year, I would say the Storm. But this year, I'm going to say the Sounders.
Have you been to a Sounders game?
Have not been to a Sounders game.
What are you
game.
Doing?
It's incredible. The atmosphere is absolutely incredible.
Your whole life.
That's what
I've
heard.
Go to a Sounders game.
That's what I've heard.
Lacey.
So.
I would much rather watch basketball, but mm-hmm. I'd much rather be in the atmosphere of a Sounders game.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
So what's your answer?
I don't have an answer. I can't
you
decide.
Pick, it's a
what are you, a politician?
Her answer is, I have no answer. Our next political candidate, Lacey Nicholson.
Oh, my gosh.
Running for office. All
right.
I think I'd win.
Okay. All right, last one for the day. Would you, well, this is, if you had to choose, right, this is what would you rather is. Would you rather become a sports broadcaster, someone who is talking about the game, someone who is calling play-by-play or something like that, or a sports writer, someone who recaps, who previews, and all that good stuff? Drew, you're a history major, but you do this with us. You broadcasted games before. Which would you rather become?
Sports broadcaster every single time. I'd much rather talk about it than write about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kellen?
I've had the opportunity to do both,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoy sports broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. You have the face to be a writer, though.
Ooh.
Oh.
Get in there.
Shots fired.
I'm rattled. I don't know what to say to that. I was not expecting that.
Lacey, what would you rather be?
That's your joke.
I know.
I, too, have had the privilege of doing both, and I love broadcasting, but I like being able to develop my thoughts on paper and being able to think through what mm-hmm. I'm going to say and write about it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Very interesting. Tune in to Laser later today to hear Taryn's take at 4 p.m. You could hear all the latest on the celebrity gossip that's going on in the world right now. It's a very entertaining show. You should check it out.
Today has been a lot of fun. So I am Kellen Champion Westring.
Oh.
I am Lacey Nicholson.
I'm Gerard Asoni.
Name that loot.
And I am Christian Bond. Tune into the show next Thursday at 9 a.m.